Hi, everyone, and welcome to the hashtag UN Tool Parade podcast, the teacher-to-teacher open overview of what EdTech can do for you. From the University of Windsor's Faculty of Education, I'm Allie.
And I'm Haley, and we are both aspiring educators, and together we will be breaking down and digging a little deeper into the app PACE. Let's get right into it. So, what is the app PACE?
PACE is an interactive way to make visually appealing presentations. The app allows us to create these presentations by giving us the tools to add pictures, videos, and other media items. Furthermore, the app allows you to import these types of media, and then the app will create a background to complement it.
This sounds like something that I'd like to use as a student. Would you say it's designed for any certain audience or age group? Is it only for students and teachers?
Well, according to the terms and conditions, it does state that you must be 16 years or older to use it. So I would suggest this app for an older audience. I would gear it more towards teachers, but students can still use it with parental access.
Oh, okay, so that does limit the audience. The app is more for older students, I guess in high school. However, that would be a cool tool to use as a teacher.
Yes, I agree that it is used best by teachers. Teachers can use PACE to create an engaging platform to address their lessons, unit plans, or learning activities, compared to a traditional classroom who use paper, pencils, blackboards, or chart paper. But if a student in grade 10 or older is using the app, then it lets them use their freedom of expression and creativity to create different presentations as well.
Since PACE is used best by teachers, can you touch on some benefits teachers have found using the app PACE?
One benefit is that the app actually lets teachers use their iPhone, computer, tablets, or other devices to quickly create slideshows in advance. Teachers can create their lessons on PACE weeks or days in advance by putting all their content or information onto slides, then saving it to access later. This is easier compared to teachers writing content on chart paper or boards, which can be lost or erased. Since this is an app as well, it can be used on the smartphones, tablets, and other devices said before. So this benefits the teachers by letting them create on the go.
That's a great pro about PACE. I also know that educators can be very busy with all the tasks, the needs of students, the interruptions, and many other things that happen throughout a school day. How would using the app PACE help educators limit the time they have on these busy days?
That is a great point. A school day can get pretty busy. PACE can help with this by reducing the time it takes for an educator to create lessons or presentations. The app does this by designing the slide for you. When pasting a photo, video, or other media, the app automatically changes the background in order to match what you added. It also designs the layout and picks out fonts for the teacher to make creating presentations easier and visually appealing to keep students engaged.
I know as a student, it can get boring seeing the same information presented in the same way every lesson, and it is hard to stay engaged. PACE is a platform where, overall, a teacher can create more visually engaging presentations. Other than being visually appealing and a helpful reduce of time, how can educators benefit from app?
Another benefit or way educators can use PACE is to stay organized. When teaching, you have multiple different lessons or information on one topic. Writing all the information on a chalkboard or a whiteboard may not be the best idea because it's not permanent for students and can be erased. Writing on chart paper also may not be beneficial because it could be difficult to find spots to hang it around the room or one might get lost. PACE allows the educator to keep multiple lessons, presentations, or information together in a safe place. The app allows a user to create multiple slides and keeps them in order. The app also allows the user to save all lessons so they become permanent and cannot be lost. Finally, you can label each slide to easily find when needed and to organize.
So, if a student or teacher wanted to use PACE, how would they get the app, and what kind of environment is needed to use it?
To use PACE, the user must download it on a smartphone, tablet, or other piece of technology by downloading it from the App Store. It can also be accessed through a laptop or desktop by Googling the app. PACE only works in an environment with strong Wi-Fi connection. PACE is accessible to students and teachers by allowing them to download and access information on their smartphones or with a web connection.
Well, that makes sense because most apps these days require Wi-Fi connection. But I guess that does limit students who may not have Wi-Fi connection at home, or they might not be near Wi-Fi at all, other than at school. If we wanted to use PACE in school, how could we use it?
I believe we have made huge advancements in the use of technology in schools. Even with technology in most classrooms, not all schools have the funds to offer laptops, tablets, or some sort of digital device that is ready for students to use at any time. If schools do offer technology for students, then if they are 16 or older, they may work with the app. The teacher can introduce the app to students and allow students to explore all the different tools the app offers. From that, the teacher then can create projects or assignments that the students can complete using the app.
Yes, that would be useful for students who are 16 or older, and they can make some pretty cool and creative presentations. But how can students use the app if they are younger than 16?
The only way the app can be used by a student if they are under 16 is by a teacher or parent. The app PACE allows a user to share their presentations to others. Using this tool, educators can share lessons made with parents of the students if they're absent or need extra review. Other than that, the app cannot be used by students under the age of 16.
I can see how it could be helpful in that sense for the younger students. I know from being in classrooms that a large part of being an educator is fitting the needs of all students, and each student has a different need, and these need to be met in our classroom. Due to this, how can educators use the app PACE for differentiated learning?
Yes, it is very important to meet all needs of students in a classroom, and sometimes that means modifying lessons for students. PACE can help educators modify lessons in different ways. As stated before, PACE is a visual app that teachers can use to create lessons. Some students may struggle in reading straight from a textbook and are more visual learners. If this is the case, teachers can create presentations for lessons by importing pictures or other media using PACE to accommodate for these students.
Yes, I know a lot of students would rather learn information from pictures and other visuals. As a student, personally, I find it easier to retain information when it's presented in a visual appealing way and not straight from a textbook.
Exactly. Another way teachers can use the app for differentiated learning is for students that may get overwhelmed by a lot of information. Many students get overwhelmed when having to read large amounts of information. Students may not know where to start or not understand how to pick out the most important parts. To help students who struggle with this, the teacher can use the tool in the app called Text. This tool allows educators to type on slides. Educators can type out in point form the most important information from a larger text and then share it with those certain students to accommodate them.
Those are some great ways the app can help with differentiated learning in the classroom. Now, moving into talking more about the app in general. When downloading the app, some people may not read the fine print, which actually can be very important. Can you talk about what is included in the fine print and the privacy and cookie statement?
Absolutely. It is actually very important to read the fine print. You want to make sure you are knowledgeable and aware of what kind of information and data this app is taking from you. In terms of PACE privacy terms, they are very respectful to their users, and they do take many precautions in regards to one's privacy rights. However, to improve the overall use and specific services, they do store personal information like your email and full name. They also automatically collect your browser information, the cookie or web beacon information, the device information, the identification details, the network information, the location data, and the service usage.
I never thought of any of that. I guess we should all start paying more attention. What about the terms of service?
As previously mentioned, it is required that you are 16 years or older to operate and use this app. But the information and content that you create is your own. You own it and you are responsible for your own data. However, if a user is doing something illegal or participating in worrying activity, the terms of service clearly state that PACE may block and/or delete the information and take further action. This could include suspending the account as a whole. Finally, PACE is constantly making modifications to their terms of service, meaning it is always changing. They pride themselves in being the best they can be. So if you have an account and do not like one of the modifications they make, you may cancel it at any time.
Very interesting. So essentially, we must use the service at our own risk, and PACE isn't responsible for any damages if things were to go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. One more thing. The app allows you to use a tool called WeTransfer, but you can only use WeTransfer to send the presentation to a limited number of people.
I can see how that works well for teachers and parents. As a society, we are moving towards working together online, especially in our classrooms. After learning more about the important information of the app, I want to dive into more about the costs.
Yes, cost is important to take in consideration. There's actually a free membership that includes the basics, which is being able to build up to 3 different presentations, or decks as they call it on the app, and having custom colors and fonts. Then, a membership called Pro, which is $8 per month and is used professionally. This means building unlimited presentations, custom fonts, colors, and removes the PACE branding. It also allows a user to create private slide decks or presentations. The third membership is called Pro Team. This is $30 per month or $360 for the entire year. This is a way to use PACE as a team and includes building unlimited presentations or decks, having custom fonts, colors, private decks or presentations. It removes the PACE branding, and you have priority customer support. Also, this membership allows up to 25 users. The last program is a custom program. This means if a program is not already made that fits the customer needs, they can contact PACE and create a custom one.
These options seem to fit the needs of any user. Now, can you talk more about some of the cons of using the app?
One of the cons may be in relation to the cost. The free membership of the app also allows little creativity and sharing. Most likely, a teacher will have to pay to get a more advanced membership. People may also find the cost high if only one or two people are using it.
I can see that is a con. It does limit the access because not everyone is willing to spend that much money on an app.
Yes, for sure. That leads into another downside to this app, is that only people 16 years of age or older can use it. This means that students in elementary school are not able to create their own presentations or slideshow. This takes away a major aspect in teaching. The app does not allow children to create their own presentations or present their ideas in a creative way. Compared to other apps such as Google Slides and Keynote, that does not have an age limit and allows anyone to use it, including elementary students.
This is something to consider, whether the pros weigh out the cons. There are platforms that are free and others that cost money. If the quality is there, then personally, I don't mind paying for some features that PACE can offer. Thank you so much for sharing this valid information, Ali. If I may ask one more thing, what rating does the app have?
The app actually has a rating of 3 out of 5 and is continuously working to make improvements. We have carefully looked through all the pros and cons of the app, and we feel that the app has some great potential and can do some pretty cool things. For classroom use, we have rated the app PACE 1/2 apple because you still have to be 16 years or older to use it. For differentiated learning, we have rated the app 1/2 apple as well because it does help accommodate some students. For terms of privacy, we have rated it 3/4 apple because they are constantly changing and updating their privacy policies on the app while keeping the safety of the users in mind. Altogether, we have rated the app 1 full apple and 3/4.
Hopefully, with all this information, you can make a clear decision if you would like to use the app PACE. Thank you to everyone for listening, and we hope you have a wonderful day.